President Bush marked the first anniversary of the Department of Homeland Security yesterday by highlighting the recent exposure of an international nuclear black market. A key figure was Abdul Qadir Khan, known as the father of Pakistan's atomic bomb.
The proliferation network of AQ Khan, which sold nuclear secrets to Iran and North Korea, is being dismantled. Its top leaders are out of business forever.
Pakistan's government has denied knowledge of Khan's illicit work, but reporter Seymour Hersh questions that. His article in the current issue of The New Yorker suggests there's a reason the U.S. government has not held President Pervez Musharraf and his government fully accountable.
We made a Faustian bargain, is what I'm writing. What I say is that here's this guy who was not only selling it, he was selling it wholesale. And everybody's not as much of a clown act as I would argue Al-Qaeda is, obvious out there. There's going to be some groups that are smart and quiet that'll make the bomb, and they can buy it now. It's on the market through AQ Khan. That's how bad he is. He is lethal. And so we get AQ Khan isolated as sort of the Darth Vader of this whole system. Musharraf has no choice but to stage a kabuki dance, you know, a make-believe show. Oh, my God, there's been gambling on the premises. I'm going to arrest him publicly. And that it's like a Moscow show trial he had. And then the next day he pardons him, and we don't do squat. Why? Because we have forced Musharraf to let us have eventually get troops on the ground in Pakistan to go after bin Laden.
So the trade-off is the U.S. gets to put troops in Pakistan. But how is that going to go over with Pakistanis who oppose U.S. policy and presence?
Well, right now, troops, our special force units, have been put on alert. They're not there yet. We control bases in Pakistan. They keep on denying it, but we've had about two or three bases up in the mountains there near Afghanistan. One is called Shabazz, a very big base. And we are flying in without any advanced knowledge of the Pakistani military or the citizen. We're flying in at night. The operation is going to be centered very much in Pakistan because what we've discovered in previous operations, if you hit people from the Afghan side, everybody moves out through the mountain passes in the Pakistan. The idea this time is to have American troops at both ends, and you squeeze at both ends, and you think you're going to get them. The problem is that the guys I talk to, and these are guys in the special operations business and in the Pentagon, they say that, you know, once again, you know, this could be another folly. We think we've seen him. There's a story now that it's been published that we have some signals intelligence. He's yapping on the phone. And a lot of guys say to me, this is a very tough, smart cookie. He knows what we can do, the phones, SATCOM phones and cell phones. If we're getting something, we're getting what he gives us.
How long does Musharraf last as the head of Pakistan if it's found out that the United States is operating there?
It depends. I was in Pakistan a few weeks ago, and one of the things that happened, I would go to people's homes who were highly connected in the government with junior officers, and they talked about him as a walking dead man. So I think if it becomes known that American troops are operating in a major way in Pakistan, and that's the gamble he's taking, and his side of the bargain is we're not pushing him on the AQ Khan issue. The point I'm making about AQ Khan is, who wants to talk to AQ Khan? The International Atomic Energy Agency. The Israelis would love to talk to AQ Khan.
And the people who don't have nuclear technology.
Well, the people wonder what we want to know what he knows. And the pardon that he's gotten keeps him off limits. I also hear from my friends in Pakistan, he's got heart problems. He's not going to come forward, and we're never going to be in a position where neutral people can quiz him very intently, who here, who there, how do you get this stuff? And so there we are. We've let a guy off the hook that in the long run may do much more damage, be much more deleterious to us than not getting bin Laden in the short run.
Seymour Hersh's article, The Deal, appears in the current issue of The New Yorker.